This week's episode of News AF is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, we talk about some actual factual information here on News AF. And here are some other things that are actual factual that you might not know about. Did you know a coffee filter and olive oil can be used to clean the interior of your car? Also, removing excess weight will improve your gas mileage from your car. And you can also place your keychain remote for your car under your chin to increase its range. All actual factual. And there's something else that you might not know about. Here's another actual factual tip: that TrueCar helps people find a used car. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars, but with their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you're buying new or used.
I'm recording.
Car, you can see what other people pay. Okay. So you know if you're getting a good deal before you go to buy that car. You're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. When you're ready to buy that new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Surprise, everybody. It's a special Monday edition here talking about the most interesting news stories of the week here on December 18th, 2017, here on News AF.
Break it down.
It's buzzing like it's on crystal meth. It's about to be News AF.
What's up?
News makes you bored to death. It's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes.
Timberland.
Right. Here we are, ready to go on a Monday, 1 week until Christmas, and very excited to be back with you guys with two bros, always in the holiday spirit. First, the man who was breaking it down, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Great. I'm great. Yes.
Okay.
I always say great, and I always try to think if I'm not, or
is it
if
always
I'm being
true?
Honest. Yeah, it's always, I mean, it's all relative. I could always be doing better if I had a larger bank account, but I could always be doing worse as well. So I think pretty much like 99% of the population is probably could answer great, because they could be doing better, but they could also be doing worse.
All right. Danny, are you great? Danny Bryson.
Yeah.
Or are you rock bottom?
No, I'm fabulous. It would take a lot to send me to the rocky bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Tyson, though. I read so much news that...
Do I read a lot of news?
There's so many horrible things out there that in order to really be rock bottom, your life has to be complete garbage.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to probably live in Florida, A.
I often wonder who. There's someone out there, someone out of the 7 billion people on this earth who legitimately is the worst, has the worst life in the world. Could be a man, could be a woman. And I always wonder who that person is. I'd like to meet them.
Yeah. The one guy who can't say, well, at least somebody has it worse off than me.
Yeah. Should that guy, he exists.
There's one guy. Did Netflix ask who that person was after somebody watched a Christmas Prince?
Yeah, there's 18 people it could be.
Yes. They said, yeah.
How many people watched that?
Yes. Okay. Just heads up, mea culpa. We did the podcast a day early. We have not had a chance to watch that movie yet. So I apologize to anybody who watched that movie in advance. I know we said at the end of last week's episode, we were going to watch that movie. We have not seen it yet.
I'm saving it for Christmas morning, because I know it's going to be awesome.
To unwrap it. We had talked about at one point, Danny just giving us a live running commentary during the show, but Danny needs to stay focused on the news.
Plus, you wouldn't understand why I was suddenly laughing so loud, because I'm sure it's just a real
it's hilarious.
Right? It's a riot.
That's right. So we've got a lot of different stuff to talk about. Tyson, how's your holiday season been?
My holiday season? Fine. We had Rachel's family's Christmas party yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was an exchange. It was a $50 gift exchange. I think I griped about this last time.
Yeah. Do they have it where you could steal gifts? Is it a Yankee swap?
No. You call it a Yankee swap. We call it a elephant.
White elephant gift.
Yep. Yeah. So we didn't do that. What we do is we do name drawing.
Okay.
And I don't like it because if you are a person that is scrimping and saving and not willing to pull the trigger on something you want that costs $50, then you need cash. So your gift would be $50 cash.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, I can't remember the last time where I saw something for $50 and was like,
yeah,
you know what? I'm going to give it 6 months of saving and we'll see at the end of 6 months when it's around Christmas if I have enough money to afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have anything in my, I don't have anything in my mind where I'm like, it's $50, but, and I really, really want it. But you know what? No, I'm not going to, yep. treat myself.
Mm-hmm. Like a teenager might have that.
Yes. Moment, yes. So I brought this up with my in-laws' entire family and they all were like, stop being a Scrooge McDuck. And I was like, I just want to get like a family gift for everybody. Everybody has children. Get something they can, get something they can all enjoy together, like a movie or a game, or if they have a game console, you can get them like a family game or something where even, you know, passes to an amusement park or dinner gift cards or movies or something. So I'm more of like, let's give something to the family, because an adult giving another present to an adult while the kids are just like chilling out,
mm-hmm.
not for me.
So you want to give all the presents to the kids? Is that what you want to do? Or do you want to pool all the money together and do an activity?
I want to either one. But I, my idea that I, my sales pitch was, let's do family gifts. So I will, there's four children in Rachel's family. They all have families. So why don't I get four gifts, four family gifts per, for each family? And then your family can do four family gifts for, then it, or up the ante, do like $1,000 or $500 or something.
Whoa. So,
but you're only spending it once.
Secret Santa,
then I get the $500 thing I want, and they can have the $500 thing they want.
Okay, so this would be like a double Secret Santa, where you, in one bag, you have everybody's name, and in the other bags, you have assorted dollar values from $5 to $1,000.
And I like
so
it.
I put my chip in the bag, I pull out Tyson, and then I pull the other bag out, and I pull out a chip that says $300. So now I have Tyson, and yeah. I have the unlucky $300. It's like a reverse deal or no deal, Danny.
Yeah, I kind of like that. It makes it a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that too.
It's like, oh,
but somebody's going to get mad. Somebody's going to get mad at that.
The person that drew the $300 chip, like, I mean, they're like, oh, why couldn't I have drawn the $5 chip?
Yeah. And then the other thing too is everybody's asking me what I want. And I was like, our house, like, we have a nice house here, but it's pretty small. It's mm-hmm. like a 3-bed, 2-bath.
So you want a bigger house for Christmas?
No, so I don't want more stuff that I'm not going to use.
Right.
So I'm like, don't get me anything. Buy me an experience. If you're buying me a present, get me a gift card.
You're like a millennial. You prefer experiences to things.
Yep.
I don't have any more room in my life for things.
Do you have more room in your memory for experiences? I have no more room in my memory because I have to remember all of this dumb stuff to talk about on podcast.
Yeah, and I don't know. My memory is getting worse, but I think that at least I don't have to find storage space for like a thing I'm not going to use.
Danny, what's deteriorating faster, the things that you have or the memories that you have?
Well, that's a serious question. I'm surrounded by a bunch of shiz nobody ever
what a
uses
downer.
Or needs. But I will say this. If I could get enough money, I would build a time machine and I'd travel all the way back to outside that manger. And when those three wise men showed up, I'd slap the gifts out of their hands.
Because
the whole gift-giving thing has just gotten out of hand, right? And they brought that frankincense and whatever the hell myrrh is. And I'd be like, no, you don't understand what you're setting loose upon the world with your whole gift-giving thing. Just turn around, maybe go in, say hi, get some water, get back on your camels, get the hell out of here.
Danny,
you don't need these gifts.
I have a working theory that maybe that entire story isn't 100% accurate.
I don't care if it's true or not. If it is the foundation for gift giving for the Christmas season, it's truthfulness, whether or not that actually took place, I don't care.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're going to go back and there's not going to be any wise men with any gifts. And you're going to be like, what?
What?
Where did the gifts come from?
Then I'll use a time machine because contrary to physics, I'll be able to go backwards and forwards.
Oh.
And I will jump forward until I find, I don't know, maybe it's the time of Constantine. Right.
Well, here's the only time I'm going to mention Bitcoin this entire podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's use that time machine to go back 7.5 years
or weeks.
And just buy as much or weeks, either one, and buy as much Bitcoin as we can.
I'll do that at the end. But first things first, I have to end the curse of gift giving.
You should
right?
take all that gold from those wise men and then take it to the future and invest it in Bitcoin 7 weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel's okay. Rachel's brother-in-law actually got me the perfect gift in the gift exchange. He bought me a round of golf.
Oh.
Doesn't take up any space.
Experience.
It's an experience. I get to go and then I'm done. I don't have to store anything anywhere except for in my internal RAM if I choose.
Yeah.
But I can push it out for
We give the greatest gift of all for free. Look at us. We're truly,
yes.
This is the Christmas spirit right here on News AF. It's for everyone. It's free and it's definitely an experience and we're giving it away. We're just giving it away.
Sure. Oh, wow. It's it's a Christmas miracle. And that's why,
God bless us all.
Yes.
Everyone.
Can you guys see that on the video player that I've now added that it's snowing on our News AF? What a miracle. Yes. Okay.
Wow. That is a miracle.
That's beautiful.
Am I watching it right now?
I don't know. What a miracle it is. Is it snowing in here?
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Unheard of.
Wow. So that's for the people that are watching the show live, for you people who are the most special of all.
Most special.
Yes, yep. You get to see what a Christmas miracle happening right before your eyes. All right, so let's get into our top stories at this hour. We've got a big one going on right now, and we've really been on the alien UFO beat from day one here. And finally,
Let me say, yes. Rob. If aliens and robots were Bitcoin, we would be bajillionaires by now because we were in so early.
Yeah.
Yep.
Aliens, robots, and Galactic Salt Mine, really the holy trinity of the News AF podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that finally the lamestream media, as I like to call it, has
lamestream media
and are finally talking about some of this stuff as it turns out.
So you're thinking they're woke? They're woke a little bit now?
A little bit. Like, wake up. What is smell
wake
the
up
coffee?
Lamestream.
All right. Because it turns out that the Pentagon had been just as focused on UFOs and aliens as we had been, because we had learned about a $22 million project called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification. Danny, have you seen any of this video released by that that department?
Well, first of all, $22 million, that probably just paid for a couple coffee makers and some new paint on the walls of their offices.
And that's some pens and pencils.
But yeah, I have seen the footage. I read the story twice. I even read it out loud once to my wife, who was very confused as to what I was reading.
She was a skeptic.
She's a very, and you know what, you should be skeptic. But this program, this is some very forward thinking. And of course, the person who pitched this was from Nevada, you know, the heart of all UFO conspiracies.
Area 51, sure.
Mm-hmm. And so this is forward thinking. This isn't something we should laugh at. If we have any belief that there might be a threat out there, we should be paying attention. I mean, that's why we scanned that gigantic phallus-shaped cucumber asteroid.
Turns out that was just a rock.
Yeah, it was just a big rock, but that's good. We got to stay on our toes because we don't want to be caught off guard and then enslaved.
No, that's right. Keeping us out of the galactic salt mines one step at a time. They released this footage of fighter pilots tracking this object that seemed to defy the laws of physics. Here is some of that cockpit footage that was released.
Dude, this is a fucking drone, bro.
They thought it was a drone.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh.
Uh-oh.
We're going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Big wind.
Cool thing, dude.
They can't believe it.
It's hard to believe.
That's not LNS, though, is it? It's not. It is LNS, dude. Well, if there's like that thing.
See, they can't believe
it's rotating.
It. It's rotating.
Okay, so just to give some background.
Wait, hold on a second. What the hell is that thing? What is that?
So. There were
a drone.
You see, is that a drone? Is that Danny's drone again?
Guys, this took place out.
Is that a drone?
No. This took place way out in the ocean. If it's the same video I watched,
yeah.
So it's not a drone. These two pilots.
Apostle, you seeing this thing? You seeing this?
Sent out. First of all, their use of the word "bro" seems very unprofessional.
Bro
and dude,
right? And dude, or they said dude.
Yeah.
But they fly out there because they've been told to go check it out by control. They go out there and there's something, I can't, in the story, it sounds like there's something in the water, churning the water, and something above the water, kind of vibrating, right?
Yeah.
So they're coming in closer and closer, circling down above it, when all of a sudden the object shoots up towards them. So one of the pilots decides to go straight at it. And at that point, it kind of disappears. It flies away and accelerates faster than their fighter jets. So the control tells them to go back and meet up at something called a cap point, is where it's like a rendezvous point. And it's about 60 miles away. So they turn around, they both start flying that way. And control gets back with them and says, "You'll never believe this, but that object is at your cap point." So, I mean, it's you know, two fighter pilots.
Bro,
you got an
was
aircraft,
that supposed to be here? Bro,
no,
it's
dude.
At the cap point, dude.
Cap point, bro. I know that part makes it sound like those weren't real fighter pilots. That sounds like two, you know, afternoon.
No, that sounds exactly like how I would imagine fighter pilots to sound.
Not me. I mean, it sounds like they should be using way more jargon, and they shouldn't be using dude.
Really? You mean like
I guess they are
early 20-something-year-old dude who drives a chose to go into the military instead of college and going to use dude
and bro?
Yeah,
but get screamed at by their instructor for having their tie crooked. I mean, I just don't see that type of environment.
Dude, I guess you're right.
Yeah. But they are from San Diego.
Okay.
This was based just off of San
Diego.
Danny, so.
Will you donate any of your drones to this project of trying to track the UFOs?
Oh, by the way, this was they had seen on radar this object multiple times. This wasn't the first time. And it shows up at 80,000 feet and then instantly descends down to 20,000.
Hmm.
Just more background. The problem I have with this story and with most alien stories.
Yes.
Besides many of the obvious questions, one of them is that if you were an advanced species, I get the probing, right? That's just fun. You're out there, you're traveling planet to planet. You don't know which orifice is the pleasure zone. You've never encountered this animal before.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to probe every open hole, right? That I get. But taking a dip in the ocean, you've traveled a million light years just so you can rinse off your ship in the ocean before carrying on. It just seems pointless to me.
But why
is that what they're saying?
That the aliens were
no,
here
that's
to
what
see
I'm
us.
Saying.
They might have been here for the whales or the dolphins.
Well, we saw Star Trek. Whales are important in the future.
Yeah.
Whales are very important.
Very important. So, they could be checking on the whales.
Here's my thing. Why is it aliens? Why can't it be like some top secret, like, is it Elon Musk flying ships around? Or is it another government that's coming up with something?
Wait,
or is it a top secret U.S. project?
What if
we don't know?
What if we're not the most advanced species on the planet? What if, like, dolphins are really in control?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And that these aliens have learned that, and they're communicating with, like, manatees or dolphins because they're the advanced species.
Well, what if the dolphins are the advanced species that are flying the ships around?
Yes.
See?
Another excellent point. Why do we assume that we are the most advanced species? Because
why are
thumbs,
the aliens?
Old thumbs?
Yeah. It's not the aliens at all. It's dolphins' ships.
Yeah, they've you don't hear about dolphins getting probed. We're getting probed like zoo animals.
They've got that blowhole also.
Yeah,
they've
the
got
dolphins.
Lots of good holes.
The dolphins are abducting humans, taking them into their wherever their secret cities are, and then, you know, obviously probing them. Because they're like, what would humans think that aliens would do? Probe.
Yeah.
Let's probe them. And then that takes all suspicion off of the dolphins. There's many, many, many different solutions to this problem.
SpongeBob had it right. Because if you remember, I don't know if it's a SpongeBob movie or just an episode, but they go up into space and the animal that's observing the galaxy is in fact a dolphin that shoots laser beams out of its blowhole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But where are they going? They're going to space, Danny?
The dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of like a rest stop through intergalactic travel. Like they stop, they take a dip in the ocean, refuel themselves with seawater, fill up their blowholes, do a couple giggles, get on their way.
Okay. So we have this this program that's being funded. Tyson
was being funded.
Is $22 million dollars enough for this? I feel like that it's sort of like a neither here nor there. Like it's not nothing, but I feel like that if Independence Day is happening tomorrow, I feel like that we have not funded this to the point that we can stop it.
Well, the article says that the program is carrying on. probably just under a different name. You know, the budget's
it's carrying on, and it's cheap. They're not putting as much budget into it. But I'm also thinking, like, it could easily be a government ship that we're seeing, and those guys are like, "What is that? What is that?" They're not privy to all the information their government is experimenting with.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't even know who's taking calls from Russia.
Yeah.
And so it's like, who knows really what they're doing?
Who's sending emails to who about what?
Yeah, this story, exactly. I think, really probably needs the Trump bump to really get the national attention. And I don't like to go into politics, but I think it probably would be a savvy move for Trump to start tweeting about the UFO program. And
so what
really,
should we tweet to Trump?
I don't know. I think that I'm not sure if he should be for it or against it. I can't get inside his head like that. But I feel like that either way, I think that this is exactly the kind of heat that he could use right around.
He has, hey, by the way, he has come out and announced that he wants to set up a moon base. So maybe this is some alien response to his desire to finally spread out into our own solar system, mm-hmm. right? Although this did happen before that announcement, but whatever. So I think that it would be, like you said, it would be awesome if they spent more time talking about aliens and UFOs and less time talking about how poorly they're managing everything.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer more money spent on this type of insanity rather than some of the things they spend it on. So I'm all for it.
Yes.
Go. Dump the millions.
Well, what should I tweet to Trump? Yo, Trump, are aliens real or not, dude?
Yeah. Is the answer going to be, hey, that the aliens are our friends, we need to work with them, I want to reset relations with the aliens? Or do we need a giant space wall, perhaps, to keep the aliens out of our solar system? I need to know the answer. I need some leadership on this issue.
Should I tweet to Trump, or do I not want that backlash?
I think that you get on
if he responds to you, I mean, that's a badge of honor, I think, in some circles. So go for it, Tyson.
Yo, POTUS, are aliens real or not,
that's
dude?
That's the more
I'll call
official
him bro.
Account, I think. The
yeah, don't, you don't want to hit that one up. You got to hit up the real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's that one?
His own, his personal one.
What's it called? The real
I think
Donald
it's
Trump?
At real Donald Trump, right?
Yeah. No, it is?
Yeah, real Donald
I'm
Trump.
I'm not sure. I've never tweeted it, but you got to find something that will get his response.
Yeah.
You have to send out something that's either inflammatory, like mention about how the aliens are going to move and take jobs away from Americans, something inflammatory, and then you'll get a response.
Yeah. Or they're going to help the economy. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
We definitely need more cobalt. Basically, we need to know what our official viewpoint should be on this.
Yeah.
We need to, you know, that until Trump picks a side, then everybody can then go in their corners and decide how they feel about this. Okay. Let's talk about some medical news this week. Tyson, did you know about the man flu?
Yeah, I've had the man flu before.
Okay.
Mm. Tell us about it.
So the man flu is a more serious flu that other genders would not have even know. I've been caught with the man flu twice by the opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
One time I was at my mom's house and I came downstairs and I was like, and I didn't know my sister was in the kitchen watching me like grunt in pain as I was like looking for something to drink so that my throat and head would stop hurting for half a second. And then the other time, Rachel caught me doing almost the exact same thing where I was just like moaning because my body hurt so bad.
Okay.
And I was just like, I thought I was alone. So I was like, you know, like when you, like, let's say you break your arm and there's a crowd of people there and you don't want to cry. So you're just like, ow, yeah, it hurt.
Do you
I was
really
doing that.
Make those sounds?
Not to that extent, but
people
I definitely
might be confused,
was just like,
is he hurt? Is he pleasuring himself?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't a pleasure sound for sure. It was definitely like the,
I'm sure some people's pleasure sounds sound like other people's pain sounds.
This guy was, I was masking extreme discomfort.
They actually all sound like dolphin noises.
Yeah. I will say that when I get hurt, it's mostly cursing that comes out of my mouth. Even when I have the man flu, it's mostly swear words.
Yeah.
So, like, what would you, like, let's, you say the words and I'll beep them.
No.
Beep.
No, they're pretty
beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. I
beep.
Will say...
Wait, are you bleeping or speaking beep, beep, dolphin right now?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, Tyson.
This is a message to
Danny's swear words. I was bleeping Danny's swear words because he swore a bunch right there. Sorry, families.
Sorry,
but
fam.
The man flu. What is it really just the way men react to the flu? Is that what he's saying? He, in the study that I did read, he did suggest with very little evidence that men do experience the flu different than women.
Yeah. Let me see if I could play a little bit of this is a Canadian doctor, Dr. Kyle Sue.
You say that
name.
Like it should lessen our respect for him. Canadian doctor. Come on.
Yeah. Whoa, Rob.
Well, yeah.
Here, you anti-Canadian. So this is a little bit of him that he's doing an interview on Canadian television.
Term. It's sort of a joke term, but if you look in any dictionary, it'll be defined as a common ailment where men exaggerate their symptoms. And so some people will call it a man cold. Some people call it a man flu.
And but you believe that this, and from the work that you've done, that this is more than a colloquial saying or a pejorative phrase or whatever. You believe that this is true.
Yeah, so I think it's not fair to write all men off as exaggerating their symptoms whenever they have a cold. So I looked into the current research on this, and it seems that there's actually some evidence that suggests that men actually do experience worse symptoms, longer-lasting symptoms, are more likely to be hospitalized or actually die from common viral respiratory infections.
Okay, so I'm not sure if that this is a joke or that maybe I'm not hearing a lot, but I guess when that a man is sick, I guess there's a lot of people going around like, oh, he just has the man flu, which
yeah,
I guess is
there
implying that, oh, it's the same cold that a woman would get that she would have to work through, but because a man has it, then he's debilitated. And Dr. Kyle Sue is saying that men actually do experience worse cold and flu symptoms and are more likely to be hospitalized.
First of all, there's a viral video, and this is why
flu
this
virus?
Is such a timely article. No, a viral video of a woman who mocks the man flu in her video, and it was pretty big. And then he came out with this probably as a response.
Yeah.
Because he's like, no, there's scientific fact that can back up the man flu.
I don't. So are you saying that you do you believe or do you not believe in the man flu, Danny?
I know that when I have the flu, I want everybody to know that I have the flu so mm-hmm. that they won't bother me, mm-hmm. That they'll treat me special, and I won't have to deal with my kids. So do I exaggerate my flu? Of course.
Okay.
I do it for dramatic effect mm-hmm. and to get out of all responsibilities. Otherwise, okay. What's the point of being sick?
Well, here's my thing. Children experience illnesses different than men do, mm-hmm. or children than adults do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sometimes they're like, chicken pox is just like getting sick for a couple days with kids, but if you're an adult, you could die. So why is it unfathomable? I'm not saying one way or the other it's true or false, because I am not a woman. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced having the flu as a woman. I don't know what it feels like. So, but it's not completely impossible that men and women, based on their, you know, the way they're built and their hormones and other things, that maybe we experience illnesses differently.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem here is that this guy can't take a joke.
I think the problem is that he's
or maybe he's joking.
Or maybe he is joking. I don't know.
Funny with
it's so
research.
Hard to read Canadian.
Yes.
The Canadian
yes.
sense of humor is very different. Right?
Yeah.
So I can't really read it. But if men can complain about all these things about women need some material.
Yeah,
and if this is one of those woman jokes,
yeah.
they should be able to keep it.
So, yeah, I think that Dr. Sue is coming under fire here a little bit, because I do believe that that he was trying to, you know, provide some medical research, but also like trying to be sort of funny about it. He says that I've been told to man up, but if manning up means having a weaker immune system, I would probably prefer to say woman up, so that even if somebody is sick, you need
that's
to tell them
idiots.
That, hey, just woman up and get a better immune system. Because in his research, he is showing that that he has found a correlation between the amount of testosterone in the body and the weaker the response to the flu system. And conversely, the higher the estrogen, the stronger the response to flu symptoms. So you need estrogen when instead of forget zinc, forget vitamin C. You see, next time Danny has a cold, we need to pump him up with estrogen.
Yeah. What about when he has kidney stones?
Double the dose.
Give me that estrogen. Wait just till the milk's squeezing out my nipples. Just give it to me, give it to me, give it to me.
You'll be fit as a fiddle.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'll probably have slightly larger breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And I'll be more sensitive, which my wife would appreciate anyway.
But less sensitive to the flu virus.
Yeah, that sounds like a win-win.
Okay.
For everyone but me.
All right. So, Danny, make sure, forget the flu shot this season. We need to get you on some estrogen.
Yep. I'm on it right now. I'm going to order some estrogen from China, powder form.
Keep Danny podcasting all flu season.
Is the is the Chinese estrogen the best?
I don't know, but I'm sure they're selling it in a powder form. I'll just snort it or whatever I have to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Suppositories, just as good.
All right.
Whatever.
So we'll get Danny.
It gets to the bloodstream faster.
Yeah.
All estrogened up this flu season. Keep him safe and sound. There was an incident on a JetBlue flight this weekend that was flying from LA to New York over Tyson's former home state of Utah when a passenger began biting a number of people. The flight had to make an emergency landing in Las Vegas. Tyson, have you ever been on board a flight with a biter?
No, but I've also never flown JetBlue, so I feel like if you're flying JetBlue,
I like JetBlue.
Have you ever been bit?
No, I've been on many JetBlue flights. I've never been bit once.
Wow.
Because I kind of thought maybe it's just a JetBlue thing, but now I got to rethink my whole strategy.
No.
You want to know what species never bites each other? Probably
dolphins.
The dolphins.
That's another sign of the superiority. Here we are. We're basically animals biting each other.
Hey, dude, do you see that JetBlue flight? They're going all over the place. There must be some biters all over that plane. Should we shoot it down? Yeah. What do you think, bro?
Dude.
They're going to land. They're landing.
What's your reaction if someone else bites you?
I would be cursing.
Wasn't there a sportscaster who got in a lot of trouble for biting someone?
No, Marv
like,
Albert.
Ow, what the is wrong with you?
He was biting. I think that there was a woman who came forward.
Professional.
Yeah, I think that he was probably his career is over if he did that now. If that came out now,
Well, wasn't his career over when he did that then?
Yeah, you were lucky if you had like a sex scandal like in the 90s and they sort of like don't go
like the Shammy Wow guy.
Yeah,
he got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, now if it comes out now, you're done. But if you had it then and it sort of like was already out in the open, then you're good. But if people just found out, if you did the same thing on the same day, but nobody knew about it and they find out today, then you're done.
Now, do you feel differently if the guy bites you because he's hallucinating, he's taking some mushrooms and he thinks you're a giant brownie? I feel like that's a better situation under which to be bitten than like a guy who looks like a rabid dog, right? If you're that guy's like, oh, look, a giant marshmallow, and he's looking right at you and he goes up and gently bites you.
Yeah.
I feel like you
like
just kind of laugh it off. Yeah, like he's nibbling on you. Giggle.
Yeah.
Like that doughboy guy. But if it comes up and he's like barking, or whatever he's doing. I don't know what under what circumstance a person bites you, but was it a fight? I mean, Mike Tyson bit.
So people knew each other. This wasn't a stranger that bit another stranger. That they were, I believe, traveling together.
Okay, that makes it better.
Yeah.
That does make it better. It makes more sense. I need things to make sense.
So we don't really have the backstory. There's a cell phone video of it. I watched it, but it's sort of like nondescript in terms of what's going on.
I hate that.
Like you know, people that you have this paparazzi on every flight that you go on. Anything that's happening on the flight, people are filming it. But
paparazzi, isn't that the song?
Yeah.
I love that song.
So
I think I feel better about a biting if it came from someone I knew.
Yeah.
You mean then having it come from a drug-infested, virus-infested, bacteria-infested, illness-infested stranger?
Yes, exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, most people probably don't prefer it that way, but I do.
Now, Tyson, could this be... We haven't
talked, sixes to me.
We haven't talked about the bath salts or the flocka recently. Do you think that could be something that we look at in this case?
You know how people get the munchies for people when they're on those two drugs.
Because you want something salty. After you take bath salts, the name indicates that you crave salt.
And maybe they were out of the human, blue chips.
Very salty.
Yeah, on that JetBlue flight. So
yeah, he ate all his peanuts and then naturally went to the human, the saltiest thing outside of a bag of peanuts.
Well, a lot of humans are saltier than peanuts.
Yeah, Tyson, you used to hang out with me. I'm pretty salty.
Yeah, Danny gets salty both in attitude and in flavor.
I'm very
Well,
salty.
Once he's on that estrogen, then he's going to be much more.
He's going to mellow out.
Yeah,
he's going to mellow out and taste sweeter.
Oh, that will be nice. That'll reduce the salt content.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you won't be having any more lingering flu symptoms that are making you cranky, Danny.
And if a guy bites me on JetBlue, I'll probably take it in stride. Like,
yeah,
it'll be much more easy.
No big deal, man.
It.
We all do it.
Thank you for massaging me with your teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a new poll out where... chain restaurants were polled, and we have some big news to report, Danny.
Can I go through all of them?
Oh, yeah. All right, Tyson, you take it.
Okay. I read this entire article because I was curious.
Yeah.
So this guy...
We're ranking
and I think he's
chain
just,
restaurants. So what were the criteria, yeah, Tyson?
The criteria, I'm opening the article now. They were just chain restaurants, and I think they were the top 10 chain restaurants in the country or something like that.
But for what? Just like quality of the food?
So he was just naming them for... He listed them for all of them. So I'll give you an example. So he took the top 10, and he basically... His whole thing was like, these chain restaurants are all nationwide, and it's nice to know you can go and get the same thing nationwide. Mm-hmm. And so he listed on a bunch of stuff. So okay, he went to 10 of them and he said he gave them a grade. Then he explained the grade. Then he listed the style of their cuisine, their claim to fame, their slogan, their best part of the experience, the thing you should avoid, and then the little tidbits and the defining moment of his experience.
Yeah. Also, so, I think this guy is kind of a hater because only three restaurants in the top 10 got a grade higher than a B. A beer.
Yeah,
but I noticed the grades were low.
Yeah.
So Buffalo Wild Wings Grill and Bar got an F.
Yeah.
That was
F
the worst of the bunch.
Why? Or why F?
An F. So they said it was, he got the fried boneless wings. And he said they tasted like KFC's except for without all of the secret herbs and spices.
Okay.
And then he said the street tacos were terrible too. And
I think he sums it up with the very first sentence of the article, the saddest meals of my entire year. that's a completely different dining experience if it's a sad. That's just like, that's not even anger. That's like you're so sad for everyone involved with that meal.
So then he goes on and he says, the cuisine is wings and beer. The claim to fame is the sauces and seasonings. The slogan, wings, beer, and sports. Best of the bunch, this is the best part of his experience, was getting the check.
Which is weird, because that would be painful.
That'd be infuriating, yeah. So then I was curious, because this piqued my interest. IHOP was the, got a D.
Yeah.
Let's go through them. 8 was Outback Steakhouse. They got a D as well.
I like the Outback Steakhouse. Let me go on the record.
Yeah, okay. It
Are
sounds
you
like you're
sponsored?
Trying to play Survivor again, Ross. Yeah,
sounds like you're sponsored by a steak.
Yeah.
Okay, go on, Tyson.
Red Lobster got a C-.
So, you know, I make fun of Red Lobster
with
a
Red
lot.
Lobster.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about it. But I
they have
like
those
it.
Rolls, those cheese rolls.
Yeah, that's where
but
Beyonce
last time,
goes also.
Yeah, last time I went to Red Lobster, though, I mean, you do. There are a lot of people with air tanks there. But that's like any of these restaurants are going to have a lot of people with on oxygen.
Yeah.
The next is Chili's. They got a C-.
I could see it.
I think you're going to be shocked at the number one and maybe even the number two.
Okay, keep going.
5th with the Applebee's with a C.
Yeah.
4th is 4th is Olive Garden with a C. 3rd.
I get that.
is Texas Roadhouse with a B.
Yeah. I like Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I don't mind Texas Roadhouse. Yeah. I always go feeling terrible because I eat
really
too much.
I really like all the peanuts on the floor. It's just like...
It makes you feel like you're at the circus.
Peanuts everywhere. It's a free for all.
But I do like the peanuts.
I do like the peanuts. But just put like a trash can.
And you're eating peanuts out of a bucket.
I mean, peanuts.
There's something
out of a bucket,
so demeaning about it. Here's a bucket of food.
Okay, so here's number two. Denny's.
Wow.
With a B. That was perplexing to me. And not only does he give him a B, he goes on to say that I think he's saying that their cheeseburger is pretty good.
Hmm. Yeah, you pretty much discredit yourself if you've got Denny's in second place.
And also giving them the cheeseburger nod.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to get good food from a place that's always open. Think about that. Always open. Nobody's ever doing a deep scrub. No one's ever shutting things down to make sure that it's clean and running well. Always opens mean it's always getting dirty.
Hmm. Didn't think about it that way.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm not a Denny's guy.
I may go to Denny's this week that I want to get that. I'm going to go and get Rudolph pancakes.
Oh, and they're ranked a B. So it's like you can take comfort in knowing you can get a good cheeseburger.
All right. Now we're to the sponsor of the article, Tyson. Who's number one?
Are they the sponsor of the article?
I'm going to guess that they are.
Cracker Barrel with an A.
Boy, we do a lot of Cracker Barrel news on this show.
Yeah. Well, now we know why. They're a grade A. I mean, not only can you buy some delicious food, but you can get some knickknacks when you're done eating. I mean, that's just
why
special.
Did the author rank Cracker Barrel as the best chain restaurant in the country, Tyson?
Okay. Man, I could read the entire thing.
Don't
read
the highlight.
He said all the food was good. Except for maybe the chicken dumplings were a little doughy and the cornbread muffins were a little salty, but everything else that crossed his lips was delicious.
Hmm.
And then he claimed to fame, shopping and dining under one roof and firing Brad's wife that one time. And then slogan, pleasing people.
Yeah.
Best of the bunch, the meatloaf. I'm starting to think this guy doesn't have great taste in food.
No. Yeah. Meatloaf. I mean, that sounds like something.
Yeah, meatloaf. Meatloaf is number one on your list of
Can
what to eat.
Can we see a picture of this guy? Is this like, I feel like that would help me place it. So this is from.
Maybe it was written by a robot.
Maybe.
Yeah, by an AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is this let's a young see what person? Else. Is it an old person?
Yeah, listen, this
Steer
is how
clear
we know it's
of
an old
the chicken
person.
And dumplings.
He's still saying this, everything is salty.
Yeah, this is how we know it's an old person who wrote this. He wrote, defining moment. This is at Cracker Barrel. Watching kids play checkers on the porch after dinner. That's something like an 85-year-old would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Food critic for the Washington Post. I'm on his Twitter, and he's verified, but his picture is a drawing.
No,
oh,
that's
not good.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so it's hard to gauge. But he writes for a credible publication.
Well. I mean, some would consider it fake news.
Yeah, maybe everybody. Yeah, everybody that's not Cracker Barrel is saying this is like.
Yeah, that's
IHOP
right.
IHOP is tweeting out fake news. Lightweight food critic Tom once again.
You know what though? Kudos to him. If he went to all those places and actually ate,
right?
There, he's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
And to think he did it all for us because now he has ulcers. Constipation and diarrhea at the same time, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And probably kidney stones.
Yeah. Here's a holiday story to talk about. There was a man who has earned the name Criminal Claws, very catchy nickname, when he tried to break into a Northern California business through the chimney. The man's name is Jesse Berube, and he tried to slide down the chimney of a office building, and get this, he got stuck. It doesn't work for a person to go down the
chimney. It
was
a fake chimney?
Yeah.
I smell a Home Alone 4, a brewing here.
Yeah.
Earl, why do you always have to go down the chimney? That's our signature. Yeah, but then they can link all the other crimes to, well, it's our signature. Mm-hmm. All cat burglars have a famous,
yeah,
famous thing they did.
And it looks like his little foray into the chimney has left him with what appears to be a Hitler mustache.
Yes, that is the best part. That so he got stuck and then was taken immediately into custody. And he has some sort of like a soot Hitler mustache. Now, was this accidental or was this he was bored stuck in the chimney?
Well, I think before he commits every crime, he puts his hand down into the chimney, gets some soot, and just gives himself the mustache so he can't be identified by any cameras.
Yes.
Cool. Oh, so his mom can't be like, hey, there's a guy that looks like you, but he has like a more racist looking mustache than you have. So yes, it's probably not you.
I've never looked into a chimney and thought, you know what? I bet I could fit into that.
Yeah.
They've always seemed so small.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Not only do you have to assume you can fit in it, you have to also assume that the house you're breaking into has something you want.
Yes. And by the way, have a fire going.
Yeah. You're not going to fit into any of these chimneys after eating at a single one of those restaurants in our last article.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you have to really starve yourself, maybe cover yourself in grease. If you've gone to the Cracker Barrel, you got to wait 45 minutes to an hour before trying to rob someone by going down their chimney.
Yeah. Take it easy, everybody. But the chimney plans to steal stuff. All right.
It's like, oh, Santa does it, and he's a fatty. I mean, I should be able to squeeze down.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Somebody in this in the chats here on this article said, every once in a while, a story comes out about a skeleton found in a chimney of a very old building being demolished.
Mm-hmm.
This particular idiot doesn't know how lucky he was.
Yeah.
Is that true? Are they finding skeletons?
I remember in Gremlins that the girl is like telling the guy, and she's like, and then
don't
my dad.
Don't feed the Mogwai after 12.
Yeah, my dad, he dressed up like Santa Claus and he tried to come down the chimney and surprise us and he never came home.
Yes.
And then
I remember that.
Months later, we found out that he was dead in the chimney. That's the scariest part of Gremlin.
Yeah, that is scary.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff that came from Gremlins. I really grew up using that as my moral compass. this is just a dumb idea. I mean, the mustache is a bad idea. You're not going to fit down that hole. He's very vain, and you know, obviously thinks he's skinnier than he's not. He's like, I could fit down that. I'm
dieting
super tiny
all year.
Yeah. For that one chimney.
He's like, who was the actor that was in the penis? Ray Fiennes? Is that what he basically like
in the what?
In the penis?
Penis. Moon's a movie.
Oh, the pianist.
Pianist?
Pianoist.
Yeah. Just Rob, you have to go out of your confusion way to not make it sound like the pianist.
It did sound like the pianist.
Yeah.
You can't say the penis.
The pianist.
Or the pianist. You have to say pianist. I don't know.
So, I don't know who was in it, but what about him?
Yeah, they lost.
Adrian Brody was in the pianist.
Yeah, he's pretty skinny. He might be able to do it.
He lost a lot of weight for that movie.
Yeah.
He's
I haven't even seen that movie, and I know it was Adrian Brody. Isn't that where he sexually assaulted Halle Berry on stage, and we still haven't seen the news story pop out about it?
What?
No, that's no. This is about the hall in Poland. In Warsaw, I think.
But he won an award, and they went on stage, and Halle Berry was giving the award, and he dipped her and stuck his tongue down her throat without her giving consent.
That was the early 2000s or something. That was totally acceptable back
then. I don't know. Has Halle Berry said that this was a problem?
Not yet.
Yes, okay.
But maybe she listens to podcasts.
You know who would have fit down this chimney? Tyson, during his bicycle racing days, probably could have gotten down this.
Do you think
I could have gotten down some chimneys? No, I wouldn't have tried.
Tyson, 2018, let's make this a goal. Let's make it a goal to grease you up and get you down a chimney.
Yeah, Danny could have done it, but once he's on estrogen, then he's going to be much more pear-shaped.
Danny is bulky.
I've got the biggest thighs you've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's just no way my thighs are even going to fit down there. I'll know right away that it's just not possible. But we could get Tyson slimmed down enough. We could grease him up, push him right down that.
Oh, if we could grease him up, then definitely. This guy made a huge mistake not covering himself in grease before.
We want to do. Let's dump a ton of grease down the chimney so it's just filled with grease.
Yeah, that's
and
good
I have
idea.
To
right,
so
almost,
first
it's like a luge
we'll hit
of
Buffalo
grease.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Then
the dumpsters at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We'll go around to their grease trap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing.
And we'll tell them we're going to make candles, but not really. We're not making candles.
Once you cover yourself with grease, you're committed. That's a problem. I mean, the mustache is a commitment. Like, the minute he puts that mustache
Wait,
on...
Wait, so like, you're saying once I cover myself in grease, there's no turning back? I can't
There's no
like,
turning back.
You know what? Never mind, guys. I have to do it at that point.
Yeah, and then we'll get one of those giant Q-tip-like things that they used to load cannons with to push you down.
Okay.
Yeah, just to make sure you
like
get all the way down.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So, let's do it. 2018 is the Tyson chimney year.
Okay.
Hey, we'll throw in some scorpions just for good measure.
Oh, some scorps.
Yeah.
You think scorps can sting through oil?
We'll find out.
I guess we're going to.
Wow. Okay. Some news. I don't know why we're always on the Cheetos beat also, that Regal Cinemas has announced that they're going to have Cheeto-flavored popcorn at the movie theater now. I went to the movie theater this week and I saw the new Star Wars movie, but yeah, I was actually impressed that the movie theater seems to have tried to roll out this gourmet popcorn. They had like a bunch of different bins and flavors.
Yeah, they've been
popcorn.
Doing that.
Although I do, I will say the popcorn I got was absolutely terrible.
What'd you get?
It was just like, it wasn't good. Like, I make microwave popcorn at my house. It's so much better than what I'm getting in a movie theater.
But it was just regular flat flavor kind?
Yeah. What are they saving the good stuff for the gourmet popcorn?
Probably.
No, I didn't know. I just, yeah.
Also, I'm telling you, it was like all broken. Like, I was like, I needed like, I don't know how I was supposed to consume it after a certain point. I was just like, I could, it's like picking up like crumbs.
The Cheetos marketing team, and we've talked about this, they sit around snorting Cheeto dust and coming up with some of the greatest ideas ever. I mean, where are there better margins for a company than in the movie theater? So they're selling you Cheetos that cost probably 5 cents to make for $5. I mean, if you want to get in to anywhere, it's got to be the theater. Everyone's probably clamoring to get in there.
Yeah.
Now you can print your own money out of Cheetos.
That's pretty good. All right. We should invest in Cheetos as well.
In Big Cheeto.
Big Cheeto.
Big Cheeto. Okay.
Pretty soon they'll just be, you just go to the movie theater and buy a cube of butter that you snack on.
Well, that could be instead of the Buffalo Wild Wings. We could just hit up the movie theater and then go down the chimney.
No, yeah, afterwards, after Tyson's had an entire bucket of popcorn, his hands will be pretty greasy. So if he goes head first, like Pete Rose, we should be able to get him down there because his hands will lube it up in advance of the rest of his body.
Okay. And right. I'm not going to get hurt.
Nobody's
saying that. I mean, I'd like to think you're not going to get hurt, but who am I? I don't know. I can't see the future.
Okay.
Okay.
Danny. Would you do the honor of greasing up and taking us all down the bolt hole?
Okay, first play that song. Play that song.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Can get that musket plunger and put all of the news down into the bolt hole.
But you got to get greased up first.
Get greased up. We're ready to go.
The Cheeto grease. Okay, guys, I've got two great articles, and I want to talk briefly about one because it deals with aliens.
More alien news.
There's a
aliens
movie coming
out. Dolphins?
No, this one, I'm just throwing out. There's a movie coming out, a documentary about a man who lost his virginity to an extraterrestrial and has since fathered hundreds of babies with aliens.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, it is interesting. And the creepiest part, if you want to go
to San Diego?
This, no.
Comic-Con?
Hoboken.
New Jersey.
Germany?
New Jersey? Yeah, yes. Hoboken, New Jersey.
Or Germany.
No, I don't think there's a Hoboken, Germany. But I could
sounds
be
Germany?
It flows, though. It flows almost as well as Hoboken, New Jersey.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. The guy, if you're interested, go look at the paintings. He's painted hundreds of paintings of his experiences, and they're all equally terrifying. Although he did say that the woman that he fathered most of the babies with, she was she had a nice body.
Oh.
So I guess that's something.
So yeah,
but it wasn't a dolphin. He didn't father it with a dolphin, which makes me think this whole story is not true. Because if he had been fathering dolphin man babies, that would make more sense.
Yeah, it seems like that this guy story has been around for a little bit, and because he's an older guy, older gentleman,
74. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to hear that? I think he's got a YouTube interview.
Of course we want to hear it.
Hear a little bit from David Huggins.
So who is this in the painting, David?
He's standing with a picture of the naked alien that he had sex with, who has really, it's a, if I could describe it.
Yes, voluptuous.
Sounds like a human woman.
She has an alien head, like an alien face, but human hair and a human naked body. And it's almost like she's wearing like face paint, not unlike Gene Simmons.
You think that you may have bred with Gene Simmons?
Yes. And then she is also like she has one bosom in each hand. Like she's almost like presenting to David Huggins.
That is an intergalactic greeting. Yes. I think that that's actually been established.
Okay, so here is an interview with David Huggins, father of many alien children.
Was just one of the large women.
And did you have sex with this woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, he's painting.
I don't know much, but I do know for sure that I lost my virginity to an extraterrestrial woman.
Okay.
My first encounter was when I was 8 years old, and I've been having them ever since.
Oh, wait, hold on now. The aliens are having inappropriate relationships with kids. Yep. I mean, this is like...
What is the age of consent in Hoboken, New Jersey?
Well, this changes everything now. I don't even think we should be talking to these aliens.
It sounded like it was consensual. Terrible. We don't know how old the alien was.
Are we talking to Kevin Spacey anymore?
Okay.
All right, we're out. Up the budget on the alien research project.
I want to point something out that during this, what should have been a very sensual scene in the movie, the guy was playing terrifying alien music in the background. But the guy talks about his experience of losing his virginity to the alien as being somewhat pleasant until he climaxed, which he said was super painful.
Painful? But anyway, why? Because he was 8? Was that what?
He was 17.
Oh.
So, but the weird thing is that the guy who made the documentary had some really scary music going on.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, this is a warning in case anybody's going to have nightmares.
There were the grays, the little hairy guy, an insect being, and then there was Crescent.
They were all filming.
Boy, it's a real rogues gallery of aliens that showed up that day.
Sounds like the bar scene in Star Wars.
Those were probably all filming the event. This is not the story I wanted to talk about, although it's very interesting.
Well, I could go into some real dark stuff here.
No, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, I hate buying Christmas presents.
Okay.
I think that it's gotten out of hand. As I said, I'd go
for you personally or for the entire world?
For the whole world. I'd slap the frankincense right out of those guys' hands.
Which there may or may not have actually been any frankincense.
Yeah, if they were there. So there's a woman in England, and she loves her dog more than her son, which I've got kids. I get that. Okay. Both poop when you don't expect them to in places you don't want them to. They're very similar. But she splashes, she spent £1,000. So I'm guessing that's like 1500 American dollars on 68 Christmas presents for her dog, because the dog doesn't moan about homework like her 6-year-old.
I mean, why is this news? Is the Child Protective Services get involved? Why is she like bragging?
And why did she choose the thing that the dog absolutely couldn't even do, even if he wanted to? It's like, well, son, here's the reason. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't poop on the carpet and then pee all over everything. Yeah. She's like, well, that's true, but that wasn't the rules this year. This year, the rule was whoever complained about their homework more didn't get $1,500 worth of presents.
I'm sure it's a real slap in the face for the kid when he wakes up on Christmas morning and just sees that presents far and wide underneath the Christmas tree. And he sits down and mom says,
let's see who this one
is for. Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. It's another present for Rufus. Oh.
She's driving a wedge of hate between her and her cockapoo.
Maybe if somebody didn't complain so much about their homework this year, maybe Santa would have brought them one thing. Not like Rufus, who never complains. He hasn't said
one
crossword the whole year.
Next year, the person who's going to get gifts is the one who's more covered in dog hair.
The great thing is that we now have this all documented so that when she dies and gives all of her money to a dog instead of her son, there'll be you could look back and be like, we all saw this coming. Mm-hmm. We knew it was going to go to the dog.
No.
If I was him, it's time to move out.
This is when little Billy Menendez is on the witness stand. That this is going to be exhibit A from his defense of Your Honor, that each year that Billy's mom would spend £1,500 on presents for the dog.
For the dog. Look at that dog. The dog doesn't even know what presents are or what the hell's going on. He's surrounded by gifts, right? And he has no idea. The concept of gift is completely alien to him.
Were they dog gifts or were there gifts that the kid would have wanted?
Hey, they haven't been opened yet because that dog has to. Wait, here's a list of the gifts. Here we go. Yeah. Pet shampoos, paw pearls, doggy cologne. doggy cologne, Paw Patrol teddy, rabbit pajamas, connectable treat holder.
Well, to be fair,
princess bowl.
To be fair, Danny, 64 presents in dog presents is only like 9 presents in human presents.
No, it's the other way around. Isn't it more for humans? Like 69 dog presents would be like,
hey,
actually, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, no, I think
69 dog presents would be 7 human presents.
Okay, it's the other way around. You were right.
Yeah. So,
well, he's got a ton of stuff
feel
now.
As bad.
Yeah.
Gross. That dog.
Danny,
looks
how
gross.
Many presents are you getting your pets this year?
First of all, I don't have pets.
If you had
and
one.
I don't want to give my kids any presents, let
Tyson,
alone
how
pet.
Many presents have you got for Rachel's dog?
0.
Wow.
Exactly 0.
Is it because the dog wasn't good this year? Was that what the reason was?
It's not my dog. It's Rachel's dog.
Guys, this dog is so pampered. You should see the birthday cake that it got.
Well, let me say, how do I find out about this dog, Danny?
And how did it get a birthday cake? What did it do that... that maybe the little boy didn't.
It sounds like this kid's going to really hate dogs.
Mm.
I mean, if you grew up next to a dog, it's like having that sibling that gets spoiled and can't do anything wrong. This has been replaced by a dog that can't do anything wrong. Even though it licks its own beehole, craps all over the house probably, leaves, you know, there's so many things about a dog that's irritating. And by the way, when this mom is sick and in the hospital... Yeah. And the dog, who's going to visit
sick.
Her?
Yeah. She's got too much estrogen. Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. No, you have to see this picture of all of the presents that are under the tree.
It's insane.
It's so high.
I'm with you, though, Rob, or whoever asked the question, how did this get on the news? Like, probably thousands, maybe millions of people have seen this article.
Yeah.
How did it get to this point where we live in a... This is, again, why the dolphins have a stronger case as a superior species. Would you rather be the person who's known to have fathered 69 children with an extraterrestrial or the woman who buys 69 presents for her dog that her dog could never appreciate? Who do you want to be known as?
I think the extraterrestrial guy's got a better story.
He's getting laid. Mm-hmm. I don't know about this lady. I don't know if she's getting laid.
Okay.
You don't think her and the dog are doing anything?
Well, I don't know. I have no evidence, but at least
you don't
know.
I mean, take an educated guess, Danny. Wake up.
I can't, Tyson. I don't take educated guesses. I'm only
Danny. If you were to all of a sudden be like, you know what? I'm going to give my thing 69 presents. I'd be like, Danny has a sexual relationship with that thing
because of the 69 in the presents. That
just because of the amount of presents.
Yeah, that is kind of a weird thing that you went with 69. But again, I'm actual factual, Tyson. I stick to the facts.
How many presents do you think that last guy had to get for the alien?
Just one.
Just one? Even with all those babies?
No, he just had to give her his seed.
Okay.
That's more than one.
And he doesn't have any alien baby mama drama?
Well,
I don't know how it works in the alien society.
Yeah, we don't know. So... he's like that guy
Christmas.
At Starbucks.
Yeah.
That's the thing is that this alien could have just gone to Starbucks and gotten a cup from that guy without any of the hassle.
Well, they picked this guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be the new leader.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, Danny, what a great journey into the bolt hole this week.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe how deep we got in there.
We got real deep in there. All right. So the next time we talk, Christmas is going to be over.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Are you guys we'll all have new presents to show.
Are you guys on board for the day after Christmas AF?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Okay. Danny will have all his new toys ready to go.
I won't have 69 new toys, though.
Well, what?
Toys, Tyson.
Okay. Well, how much did you complain about your homework this year?
None, but I do get that gripe about homework because that is a pretty gnarly fight.
I mean, if we're docking presents for complaining, I'm probably in negative presents this year anyway.
Are you a complainer, Rob?
I am a complainer, but I feel like that I complain artfully. I feel like that my complaints...
It's hilarious and cute.
Yes. Like, for instance, this weekend, my wife, that she belongs to like a mom's group, and we had to go to a breakfast with Santa Claus at 8 a.m. at an Applebee's.
I saw the picture.
In the Valley. And
did you tell her that Applebee's barely got a C-?
Right. And somebody asked me, oh, hey, Rob, how are you? And I said, hey, it's 8 a.m. on a Saturday, and I'm at an Applebee's in Chatsworth. How good could I be?
That's very good. And did Nicole think that was funny?
No. She's like, can you please stop? Can you please not do this right now? Can you please, can you just not do this right now? Can you, can, the thing that you do, all this, could you just not be that right now?
The reason I married you?
Yes.
Don't do be that.
Yes. And it was like a buffet breakfast. It was not, you know, and not for anything. My kids could care. Any kids. No. Here's I'm going to give you guys something. I'm speaking truth right now. I'm spitting truth. Mm-hmm. Kids don't like Santa Claus. Kids like presents. So
we warn kids all year round about strangers, and here we are inviting them to sit on a stranger's lap. It totally goes against everything we've taught them.
That the Santa Claus has a sack of toys. So when he shows up with that bag, all the kids are like, ah, oh my god, it's Santa! But you know what? When he shows up without that bag of toys, kids could care less about Santa Claus.
Well, a lot of them cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're terrified of
him. My kids are like, oh, we don't want to take a picture with Santa. Because he didn't have a bag of toys. He had no toys. Yep. Nobody cared about Santa Claus.
And he's a stranger, but it's the one time of year where we're like, sit on that stranger's lap. He's probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's a terrible precedent.
So kids like presents, and Santa Claus is a necessary evil to get those presents. But we really kind of build Santa up to be sort of like this Gestapo taskmaster.
Jesus Christ type scenario.
Santa Claus, he's ill-tempered if he sees what you're doing right now. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be
ill-tempered. He creeps into your house while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
You invite your children to sit on his lap.
Yep.
He gives you gifts in exchange for certain behavior.
Mm-hmm. And milk and cookies.
Yeah. You leave him out cookies. I mean, all of this sounds horrible.
So...
And yet he's who we raise up throughout
December. He's watching. He's watching you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
better go take a picture with him because otherwise he's going to be pissed and you'll get nothing.
Yeah. You'll get zero if you're not a good boy.
That's right. Okay. Karen says, my son asked me why Santa wasn't green. We showed him the Grinch, and ever since he's been calling Santa Grinch. Yeah.
I like
why
it.
Why is Santa green?
Bergen got an American doll baby. You know, those creepy ones with eyes.
So stupid.
She got that from Rachel's mom, and Rachel's mom's like, okay, now give it a name. And I told Bergen to name it Carl, so she's been calling it Carl, much to the chagrin of my mother-in-law.
Is it a Walking Carl's Dead shout-out, Tyson?
What?
Is that a Walking Dead shout-out or no?
No, it's a shout-out to Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh.
Nope.
The greatest Carl on
Carl's
TV.
Jr.
Really? Better than the Carl on The Simpsons?
Yes. Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force is the greatest.
Carl on Aqua Teen Hunger Force is good, but Carl from The Simpsons is also very good.
Okay. We need a hashtag today. What is the hashtag?
I wrote one down.
What is it, Danny?
I wrote down teeth massage.
Teeth massage. Yeah, but we also had that one that was pretty good. The crack. Can you barely believe it? Or cracker barely. What was that one that our viewer posted?
I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. Yeah. So what is it?
Let us know
it
in the chat.
It was something like that.
Give us a chance to vote on the hashtag of the week as we get ready to, we have our UF bro from the fighter pilots. Sure.
Okay.
That's up there.
I like that.
I like that.
Pleasure sounds. from the squirrels make.
Yeah. I kind of like UF Bro.
Yeah, Chimney Challenge. Yep.
The Chimney Challenge, that's another good one. Mm-hmm. Tyson's 2018 Tyson Chimney Challenge.
The Greasy Chimney. Mm-hmm. So
a lot of these are good. I still like UF Bro.
There's a lot there. Tyson, that is it true that you said that the one thing you want for Christmas this year was iTunes reviews?
Yeah, and I didn't get any so far, any new ones. Okay. But
maybe it'll be a Christmas miracle. I can God cracker barely believe it.
Yeah, I can cracker barely believe it. That's okay. I have some reviews here.
Yes.
I don't know which ones I've read and which ones I haven't, but
they just picked the shortest
I have a
one.
Few. Okay. My only news source, 5 stars. News AF is much better than any other podcast about news. By Monterey True. Mail.
That's good.
I don't think I read that one yet, so that's good.
Thank you,
and
Monterey
And that is
Mail.
True, yes.
All right, well.
Monterey Mail.
Great stuff again this week. Danny, great job researching everything on the UFO story. And Tyson, great job on going through all of those chain restaurants.
Oh, man. That was a lot. Even for me, I'm sorry. I have to apologize because when I got into it, I was like, oh, I'm too deep, but I can't quit now.
Yeah.
And it's going too long. So I have to just keep pushing forward.
I like the this idea of us having like certain stories that, okay, Tyson is the expert on this story. Danny is the expert on this story. We can really do a deep dive.
But aren't we all the experts on every story?
I guess so. All right. Well, great stuff. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Hope everybody has a very happy holiday coming up. Can't wait to get into all of the news stories that come up this week. And we'll be back with you on December 26th for the next edition of News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. We did it, guys.